Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Ian, and today we've got a human interest story here on VI Talk. Now, I'm sat here at the Clifton Hotel in Tynmouth with Gavin Higgins. Hi Gav.
Hello Ian.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good, thanks for coming today to be interviewed about this, because you have got a lot of good things to say about basically where you've come from and where you've gone to and everywhere in between.
Definitely.
So just to really start off, just to really, as an introduction to yourself, do you want to sort of introduce yourself and tell us about your visual impairment?
Yeah, well, I was born 10 weeks early, brain damage that left me with my vision impairment, also with cerebral palsy. Luckily, it wasn't too severe, so there you are.
So how does that day-to-day affect your vision in terms of just general things?
Well, I can see right in front of me. My right eye is better than the left. I can't see from the side. I've got, I think the term is nystagmus.
Screen locked.
So, yeah, and I from what I know, my sight is pretty well compared to a lot of people, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah. So, really, what we want to get across today is from where you've come from the position in terms of everyday skills, everyday life, and where you are now, because really you started off some years ago with, I think you've said to me before about, you know, you weren't independent at all.
No, I was very sheltered. I was the only visually impaired disabled child in the family, so I became very wrapped in cotton wool, for a better word, and obviously the family didn't want me to go to RNC, and neither did I, but obviously I forced myself to go, and it was the best 3 years of my life in the end.
So you mentioned there, very, very interestingly, RNC, and we're talking about the Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford, in the UK. So how did you take that decision to go there? What influenced you?
Well, I was having one of the yearly meetings with my mainstream school, saying, what do you want to do with your life, you know, and when the specialist people come along, and I said, I don't know, and they mentioned RNC, and I was very resistant, but I went for the interview, and they said, they took me straight away, there was no ifs or maybes, and even though I thought, well, oh, please, I hope they can change their mind, didn't want to go, but once I got there, after a few months, I loved it.
I know the college very well, because I worked there for some time as well, and it's, what would you say is really, really special about a college such as RNC?
Well, it's the fact that it's not only a college you can learn, you know, things and you can study as any other mainstream college. The added bits that you teach blind and partially sort of people to even do the simpler things like make a cup of tea or make a sandwich, which is where I began.
A couple of really important things there, because where you come from, where you're saying you felt, you know, you're wrapped up in cotton wool, so many expressions you use, and it's kind of a, it's not an enabling kind of thing. It's you feel very low or no confidence in being able to do things. Yeah. So do you feel that a place like RNC gave you that? And sort of build up in yourself to be able to get to a position where you wanted to be?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said previously, I went from not being able to make a sandwich or a cup of tea to living on my own, my own flat, by cooking and cleaning, washing, being like any, or feeling like an able person, because when you're wrapped in cotton wool, you can sometimes find yourself, like I did, feeling you're not quite there, you know, mentally, because you were told that you can do this by family or your life or specialist people, and when you realise you can and you are doing it, you think, wow, you've missed out on so much and you could have done things a lot earlier, but you can't really change the past.
So you're mentioning a few things there about making your confidence. What are there any things that stand out in sort of things that you weren't able to do that you can do now that give you the most pride?
Yeah, I have to say, one of the biggest things for me is to walk around the street on my own. I mean, I was taken to school right up until I left school, basically, apart from the last 2 weeks before, because I was told I had no sense of direction, which was true to a point until I realised I had. You know, and I was realising it was so, to be able to go down the street to the local shop or to go to a friend's place means more to me than any job or any academic thing could, because, you know, that's, you need to be independent and you need to feel, you know, self-esteem and that you are and you can have your own life and not be guided all the time or picked up.
Having that sense of achievement, I guess, gave you a lot more confidence.
It certainly did. It made me feel like a normal person. I finally had a life. I got friends all over the country. I mean, it couldn't be better.
And obviously, that's actually just culminated, and I'm not sure you're going to mention that in a very special occasion about a week or so ago.
Oh yeah, well, I got married to my beautiful German wife, who I've been together with since the 12th of February 2008, because I remember it was a year to the day that I moved out that she came to meet me, and we've settled down, and it's fantastic. And she was another stepping stone, a big boost in my confidence to do things with my life after I was even.
Well, that's fantastic. So after leaving RNC, you've got now that got the confidence to do a whole lot of things, which is clearly coming across. So would you, if you have a message for anybody listening in a very similar position to yourself or where you were, what would you say to them? Taking into account we have listeners all over the world.
Yeah. Well, I've waited a long time for an interview like this. So I'll say to you, those who are partially sighted or blind, that are told that are just sat in front of a computer or anything else they do that doesn't involve going outside the house, I would say go to a specialist college or anything else that is, you know, remotely similar. Get trained to make a cup of tea, get trained to make a sandwich, and to travel. Because if you don't, you'll miss out on years and years of life like I did, things I could have done 10 years before I did do them. And I'll say, don't waste your life. If you can get it while you're, you know, early enough, when you realise it, in your early teens, go for it. Don't wait till you're 17 like I did.
I think that's really given a very strong message across to people, and certainly from what you've been able to do. And yes, it also shows that one confidence can then lead to another.
Definitely.
So you're able, it's like stepping stones.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're able to take one, it gives you the chance to go on and do something of it. It's getting an achievement and then pushing on.
Yeah, it is. I mean, things I'm doing now, I'm like 29 and I was 17 when I started RNC, and I'd never dreamed that I'd be doing what I'm doing now. And any young person, I'd say, from, you know, 13, even earlier, I'd say, you know, start now while you can, and don't listen to people that say you can't. I know family mean well, but until you get the chance to prove yourself, you'll never know. And don't give up on the first time. Keep going and going, and you will have a normal life.
Well, Gav, thanks very much for the interview today. It's been an absolute pleasure meeting you again, because we have met before.
Yes, we have.
So thank you very much, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ian.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.